you are going to love this. You're going to love it because I love it. I'm going to make you love what I love. You will love what I love after today's show, because what I love is this. I love that the early church and some of the early church fathers, and maybe even some of the church mothers, doubted the authenticity of the book of Revelation, and they did not want it included in the canon. Many of them wanted it shot out of the canon, but they did not want it included in the canon. Hi everyone, Martin Zender here on a Thursday, and you may think it is shocking what I am telling you about the seven ecclesias, because it is the conventional wisdom that these churches, these synagogues, were contemporaries of John. Now, it could be that there, and it was, that there were synagogues in some of these cities, most of these cities, but not all of these cities. In fact, there's one town John mentioned which had no ecclesia. And this is the cool thing. This is the thing that I love, and the thing that you will soon love, and possibly love already, because you know where I'm going. This is the reason why Tertullian, one of the church fathers, and Epiphanius, another church father, they said in their day, these guys go back, go way back. In fact, I have Tertullian at dictionary.com. Tertullian. I want you to make sure, see if you can hear this pronunciation. I'm going to put my headset close to you. Can you hear the pronunciation? Here it is. Tertullian. Here it is. Tertullian. He was a Carthaginian. He was from Carthage. And he lived in a scary year. And here's why it's scary. Because it's close to the time of the apostles. It's 160. 160 to 230 AD. So this guy knows. He knows his AD, man. Tertullian knows his AD. And he claims in a writing that there was no ecclesia at Thyatira. Thyatira was absent of an ecclesia. And this caused some heretics, that were considered heretics of that day, to doubt that the book of Revelation should even be included in the canon. Among these were Cerdon and Marcion. These were first century fathers. 130 AD, hello, 130 AD. They knew there was no ecclesia at Thyatira, and so they doubted the entire book of Revelation. These guys, by the way, were unorthodox. They were not in accord with established doctrines, these two guys, Cerdon and Marcion. Marcion came after Cerdon, but they were of a pair. They were of like mind. They were birds of a feather, and my friends, they did flock together. And together, they did not want Revelation included. This was a big deal at one time. We take it for granted it's been in the Bible, but it has not always been accepted. There was big theological arguments back in the day, kind of like tastes great, less filling, you know, Miller Lite beer. Tastes great, less filling. God, there's this constant rivalry with people today about important things like beer. And then that's Chevy versus Ford, right? Well, back in that day, it was, is Revelation to be included in the canon? You see, they argued about such inconsequential things back then. And one of the main arguments put forward was that there was not an ecclesia. Because, as always, as with any theological argument, people do not have a good translation. They don't know rules of interpretation, literal if possible. They don't understand that John went to be in the Lord's day. They miss keys at the door. They miss certain important facts, and so they screw up. And so most of the early sects in Christianity, namely headed by individuals like our friends Cerdon and Marcion, they refused to give John's prophecy a place in the canon. And they did so on that ground. Why would John, they said, I don't know what their accents were, these guys, it was a long time ago. Maybe they sounded like the Grinch. Why would John, that is, you know, Jim Carrey's version of the Grinch, why would John write to an ecclesia which had never been heard of? Why would he do that? He wouldn't do it. Nobody's ever heard of it because it didn't exist. And you're telling me John's writing to it? I say that because of this inconvenient truth. Therefore, the Book of Revelation is not inspired, and we should shoot it out of a cannon. That's what they thought. And I love that. And even the Alogi, the Alogi. I'm dead serious. I'm talking about the Alogi. A group of, heterodox Christians. Heterodox, that means they just were, unorthodox. They were in Asia Minor. In 170 AD, that's a scary long time ago. And they also asked, how could John write to Ecclesia that did not exist? Yeah, the Alogi. I'm just reporting here. We have the Alogi, a group of heterodox Christians in Asia Minor in 170 AD. We have our favorite ancient first century comedians, Cerdon and Marcion of 130 AD. And we have Tertullian and Epiphanius. Epiphanius, of all people, Epiphanius. He said that there was no church there. This, of course, while we maybe not don't have absolute proof, this, I can't produce the documents for you, but this is strong support to other internal evidence in the Book of Revelation that we are to take these ecclesias, these synagogues, literally. And that all these so-called spiritual views of these seven ecclesias as types or metaphors of church eras in the last 2,000 years, we can look back on that and say it is so much crap. It is so much daydreaming, clever though it may be. It is men getting together and being wiser than the Word of God because they don't believe the Word of God. And so, and especially the Book of Revelation, because they're missing those keys at the door. That is the meaning of the word signify and the word swiftly instead of soon. And they think signify means to tell by signs. So off they go. And I'm telling you that when we take God at His Word, allowing for figures of speech, then we will see. And looking at history, just as today we're going to look at current events, we're also going to back ourselves up with history. And we see that there was a huge theological debate back in the day of 160 AD when people said the Book of Revelation should not be included in the inspired scriptures because John would not write to an ecclesia that doesn't exist. And they were angry, and they got red in the face, and large veins popped up on their foreheads. So sure were they that something must be askew. This book can't be inspired because everybody knows, and everybody in that day did know, that Thyatira had no synagogue. I'll tell you what it was famous for. Thank you for asking. First, let's get the proper pronunciation here. I hope you can hear this. I don't know if you can hear it. I'm going to put my headset up to the microphone. Oh, I think the guy's talking more out of this side. Here we go. Go ahead. Say that again, pal. Thyatira. This is Thyatira. It's a city in Asia Minor on the borders of Lydia and Mysia. Lydia, that's interesting that there's a place called Lydia because Thyatira is famous for a woman named Lydia. Its modern name is Akhisar. You have to put the choke on the K. Akhisar, i.e. White Castle. So if you go to Akhisar today, White Castle, I think it's in Turkey. I don't know. Doesn't say. That's going to be the location, I believe, It was the location of the ancient city, and it's also going to be the location of the future synagogue. That's kind of cool that you could go there today. And you could go to these other ecclesias. They did exist in the time, but because this one, I think God did that on purpose, right? He put ecclesias there to throw people off. God loves to throw people off. I'm telling you, God loves to throw people off. As soon as you realize this, you'll go far. He loves to throw people off who aren't careful, and they're just going to go off into the mainstream, whatever. Just like the Christians I told you, if the Christians had been born in Japan, they'd be Buddhists. So God does that. One of the greatest examples I always bring up is the fact that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And the prophet said that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. But the priests and the poobahs of Jesus' day didn't know that because they assumed he was born where he was raised, i.e. Nazareth. And everybody knew the saying, can anything good come out of Nazareth? So God sent them off on a rabbit trail because they weren't careful. So Thyatira. There were all these other ecclesias, Philadelphia, Smyrna, these other ones, Rochester, no, that's not one. All these other ones did exist in the day. So it's very tempting. They did exist. So yeah, these are historical ecclesias, except for this one. See, so God made sure he put a ringer in there so that we could go, whoop, what happened? And then somebody would have another thought. Somebody would have another thought, not Tertullian or Epaphanius or these other yo-yos, Cerdan and Marcion. Oh, unfortunately, the Elogi did not bother themselves to have another thought. They just said, let's just throw out the whole thing. That was a mistake. Instead of throwing out the whole thing, they should have said, maybe there's something here in the text. Maybe there's something here in the text that we're not seeing. And they would have looked and they would have studied with a heart for God, and they would have discovered that John came to be in the Lord's day, and that these were ecclesias that would exist then. It's a big deal now because this is the pattern of people today who are taking everything figuratively. And it doesn't really mean seven ecclesias, Martin. Come on, be serious. Doesn't really mean there's going to be a kingdom in Babylon. Come on. Jews in a financial capital in Babylon, really? You know, the dragon, which is Satan. The wild beast, which is an amalgamation of nations. Ah, come on. No, the book is historic. Well, this tells you that it's not. Lydia, the seller of purple. I love Lydia, one of my favorite Bible characters, because she financed Paul. She financed the spread of the gospel into Europe. Lydia, the seller of purple, or rather of cloth dyed with this color, was from this city. Reference Acts 16:14. It was and still is. Listen to this. Thyatira was and still is famous for its dyeing. It dyes stuff. And one of the specialty colors back in the day was purple. And Lydia, apparently, being a Proverbs 31 type woman, made a good living at it. And thank God, because she gave Paul money and helped keep him alive. Among the ruins, inscriptions have been found relating to the guild of dyers in that city in ancient time. Dyers, D-Y-E-R-S. They were dyers as well, D-I-E-R-S, because they all died, unfortunately. Sorry to have to report that to you, but they were dyers, D-Y-E-R-S, in that city. So, Thyatira. I listened to the pronunciation 8 times and I still don't have it. The city's not famous for synagogues. It's famous for purple stuff, for dyed cloth. And it's famous as the city where Lydia lived, where Paul visited in Philippi. It was in Philippi. I don't know where it is now. Does Philippi still exist? Who knows? Anyway, I think this is significant. And being a man of great revelations, I bring these revelations to you. These are the inside scoops that you're not going to get anywhere else. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the angels of Revelation. If you love angels, if you haven't had an angel on your Christmas tree, if you have little porcelain angels sitting around your house, you have angels around your neck, I hope you don't have any of these things, but if you do, you're going to enjoy tomorrow's message.